This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Strippers of Reddit, what's your weirdest story while working? Not really weird but sad. One time I was doing a VIP session. And this dude legitimately told me to stop dancing. And basically broke down in front of me. Telling me he was only there because his friends dragged him along to cheer him up. From what he told me, he caught his wife in bed with another man. And they recently just got divorced. He told me his now ex-wife told his kids that he was the one cheating. And his kids basically hated him now. I've never felt so bad for a total stranger all my life. Poor guy. Why cheat when you have children that is ducked up? There was a regular who would pay for a VIP and ask you to sit with your legs open while he shined a flashlight right at your bits. He'd pay for half an hour at a time and just peer into the cavern like. Damn. The coronavirus hit Janice that hard, huh? The club, guy who was a celery farmer came in and gave us all free bags of celery. There was also candle guy, worked at a candle factory and would bring in the reject candles. Supposedly other farmers with various free foods would come in, but I only got hooked up with celery and candles. Edit, thanks for the awards. I have lots of unwholesome stories from my time on the pole, but it was nice to share a harmless one for a change. There was a guy who was super drunk and telling me he was there with his wife. But it's cool. They have an open relationship thing going on. Cool. Whatever. None of my business. We go and start a dance. Maybe a minute in, this woman runs around the corner and starts screaming at him. He starts screaming back. And pretty much tosses me to the floor and runs after her. Dropping $100 in the process, while also already having paid for the dance. I grab the money and try to find out what happened. I asked a waitress if she'd seen where he went and she said he'd just been kicked out for choke slamming the woman into a wall. So I got to keep the money, which was kinda cool. Had another guy pay me $700 to literally just rub my feet for 2 hours. I hate foot stuff, people touching my feet. But duck man. $700 during a day shift was pretty sweet. $700? That's some fetish. When I was a stripper, a customer visiting from Canada bought a lap dance, and while we were back there, he tried to talk me into going to his hotel to give him a handy for $200. I declined multiple times. He took the hint. And also came in his pants during the lap dance. He leaves. Life goes on. 8 years later, I'm a hairdresser in the suburbs, and who the duck walks in? Handy guy. I was the only one available and I'm a professional, so I didn't say anything. He mentioned I looked familiar. And halfway through it seemed to dawn on him because he suddenly got quiet. Paid. Literally ran out. And never came back, lol. One of my co-workers is an ex-stripper. She has 1.5 million stories of creeps. Gropers. Men who've requested disgusting things and extremely aggressive and entitled lezzers. But here's one story that she likes telling. So. She was giving a dance to this guy. He paid for a VIP room and she was giving him the full show. As he paid for it. But he wasn't enjoying it. At all. So. About halfway through her routine, he just stands up and says, "What the hell am I doing? I gotta pay the car registration. Gotta pick up the mail. Mow the lawn and 1 million other things and left." Dude went to a strip club on his day off but couldn't enjoy it because he had a bunch of chores that needed doing. Went to a strip club. couldn't get his mind off what he should be doing and left. Not a particularly funny story. But she always laughs because of how utterly ridiculous it is. Dude's got his priorities straight, Mayo. I was the bartender at a strip club for a few months once. I have seen and heard some crazy stories, classic strip club stuff. But this one time, a customer brought in her pet parrot to the bar. I obviously spent the rest of my shift talking with the parrot. His name was Pickle. He tipped me a dollar. He was a real gem. Man. Getting tipped a dollar by a parrot. I'd frame it. Cousin's friend is a former stripper. Told this one at a family gathering. Essentially, this dude paid for the full VIP treatment, room and all that. But 4 minutes in or so, he wanted to show his dogs. He spent the entire rest of the time showing her his dogs and videos of them playing. She asked him why he spent his money for the full VIP treatment just to show dogs. He said, "Oh, I just wanted to show my dogs to someone, but couldn't find another way." Edit to everyone talking about him not knowing what Reddit is or whatever. The story was in the early 2010s and Reddit wasn't as widespread. That's oddly wholesome. But it says so much about our society that someone paid hundreds of dollars in a strip club because they were lonely and no one else cared about them. Either that or they were into showing pictures of their dogs. I strip, but this is actually my co-worker's story. She was sitting at the bar with another dancer and a guy walked by. Her friend said, "Quick, put your head down on the bar and be really still." She was weirded out, but she did it for a few minutes. And when she came back up, he had left $1,000 next to her head. Friend told her he was a regular. And he was really into women pretending to be dead. This is like a video game trick to get more money or something. A guy came, told me I looked intellectual and began to debate me on how gay marriage shouldn't have been legalized. In 2019. Guess what kind of club we were in? Number 1. Guy was in with his 20-something son. I get the guy to go for a dance. We're in the booth nearest to the entry foyer area. Partway through the song, I look over and see a group paying the cover. One of which is a girl who is staring at us. Next thing I know, this chick has plopped down in the booth next to the guy and goes, "Hi dad." The whole family had come to the strip club. Number 2. A few of us shared the same regular customer. Very, very nice soft-spoken man. Played the ukulele as a hobby and drank ginger ale in the club. Always bought at least a half hour VIP. Often multiple hours. And tipped well on top. Absolute gem of a customer. The catch was that he had a combination of fetishes. He would wear a chastity belt with a chain on it so the girls could pull on it. He also liked to imagine he was a puppy and do this third person roleplay bit. Like, he would say, "If you and other dancer had a slumber party, what would you want puppy to do? Would you put puppy in his cage?" I have lots of stories, but those are the weirdest that spring to mind. Hi dad. IDK if that's an okay thing to say in a strip club, lol. When I was in college, I had this professor in a lecture hall who was a total narcissist. He thought all other books written for the subject was incorrect and had a class by his own written and published textbook at a $700. To pass the class, we needed that book. So I had to buy it. One weekend night, the professor drops in for a dance and in my mind I'm just like, he about to pay me back my money for his stupid textbook. Was able to give him a lap dance when mid-dance he asked me if he could stick his tongue in my belly button. I told him in a joking manner, "That'll be $700, baby, and what do you know? Got my money back." I'm pretty sure he didn't know I was one of his students, as he barely acknowledged his own students anyway. Why is your whole comment surrounded by quotation marks? Once some guy took me to VIP and kept trying to make out with me and saying, "Do you like me? Do you like me?" It was very sad. Narrator. She did not like him. I went with my friend on a sort of slow Tuesday night. Met this dancer that hated this one creepy dude and asked me to keep buying dances and she'll pay me back and take me to the 24-hour faux place. Heard this one before. I keep buying dances and we talk about Zelda Root. End of the night comes around. She gives me her number and texts me to meet at the faux place in an hour. A woman of her word. She gives me my cash back and buys me pho. TLDR, stripper bought me pho. Haha, I never would have believed that. Sounds like the oldest trick in the book. But she said she was doing to meet me to the bouncer as they escort you out. Not a stripper. But I did work in a strip club as a bouncer. Which provided me a great story involving one of the girls. Her name was Robot. Totally cool chick which had quite a following with the locals. In particular, one regular of hers would come in once a week. Without missing a single week. And get the same private dance from the same girl, Robot. During his private dance, the man, who was a big fellow, weighing about 350 plus, would ask her to take her stiletto heels and put them down his throat, followed by a splash of creamer in his face. He paid her $400 each time. Creamer as in the stuff you put into coffee? There's a very sweet older man who is a regular at my club. He's never gropey and always tips in 20s. His only request is to lick and suck in the bottom of our shoes. I can't see the harm in it. But it grosses some girls out. I guess so long as he's paying. He can shine my shoes all day long. Our club has been closed 4 months now. I wonder how he's doing these days. Probably a lot healthier. You would have to think. I feel like most dancers have countless stories. Hard to find weird ones because they're all a little odd and it becomes normal over time. One man spent over 1,000 on me over a couple hours. I massaged his back and he fell asleep in a champagne room. When he woke up he said, "How did you know exactly what I needed?" After the champagne room he wanted more time with me and we went to do several private dances. He cried during them while I sat on his lap and sang to him and brushed his hair back, massaging his scalp with my nails. Another man came up to me garbling about worshipping me and wanting to lick the bottom of my heels, suck the stiletto and drink my urine. It was so slow and I was reading a book in the back of the club. So I was awfully surprised when someone approached me and unleashed all of that on me. My manager said he'd pee in a glass for me if I really wanted to go for it. Edit, wording and added some more details. Also, the song in the first story was Breeze Blocks. For those of you setting the tone with Sarah McLachlan playing in your head. Who hurt that first dude, WTF? Does a third party experience count? A few years ago when Skyrim was still all the rage. Got dragged to a strip club with a friend's birthday party. Noticed that one of the strippers had a Skyrim logo tattoo for a tramp stamp, the Septim Dragon Diamond. Pointed it out to the guys in the party. And one dude peeled off to get a dance from her. Fast forward a couple hours and we realized that he never came back to join us. I went looking for him and sure enough, he's sitting in one of the private dance booths. The chick is naked sitting next to him. He's rubbing her feet and they are discussing Skyrim mods. Later on it turned out he ended up spending $400 for the pleasure and she didn't do a single dance for him. Is your friend's name Henry and does he have a channel called MXR Mods? I had a Vergeen man from India once who booked me for the champagne room. He offered me an extra $400 to stick his index finger in my vaginal for a few seconds, lol. Lol. Did he know he could go somewhere else and get far more than that for $400? Not a stripper. But my buddies dragged me to a strip club when I was 18. I had a baby face. No facial hair and felt so awkward. People kept looking at me like, "How the duck did you get in here?" question mark. One stripper even asked me if it was past my bedtime. My friends thought it would be funny to buy me a private dance without telling me. This 40-year-old Latina MILF pulls me aside into a little booth. She closes the curtain and starts to do her thing. As she bends over, she lets out the loudest queef I've ever heard. Awkwardly enough I laughed and she got up and left. I sat in the booth until somebody brought me back to my friends. Turns out they paid her close to $100 for that. I went home that night and told my girlfriend what happened and she died laughing. I'll never be back to another strip club. Thanks for the laugh. This is hilarious. Any stripper has at least one story per week to fit this. Some of mine. A man kept referring to me as kid during a VIP room. At first it was kid like shoulder punch kid. But in the last few minutes of the dance he started saying it creepier. And then he said, "I bet you let all the little boys touch your little pussy." And at that point, I knew he was a pedo. A guy with a piss fetish pissed on a girl without consent in the very last minute of their room, obviously. She sat around depressed all night. I was so sad for her. This is a great time to mention to all of you men, pushing a stripper's boundaries. Doing things she isn't comfortable with is sexual as you out. And nothing less. These things sit with us forever because we're humans, not sexy piggy banks for you to stick your money in and get what you want. A man once asked me over and over and over if he could just pet your kitty. Just once. I just wanna pet it just once and hear it purr, which truly isn't that bad, but it was very annoying and creepy coming from him. Meth head caused a 40 plus people fight involving almost every customer and most dancers. It was a really understaffed night for bouncers too. No one really knows why it happened. The story starts at the meth head getting hit in the head with a glass bottle. He got up. Apparently glass hit other customers, which pissed them off. But no one knew what was happening, so everyone was screaming at everyone. And then somehow female customers started fighting strippers. Everyone was moshing. It lasts like 5-10 minutes because there wasn't enough employees to isolate anyone. Had to wait for the cops to get there because it couldn't be broken up. Sheet was crazy.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.